Blog Talk Radio.
And here are today's top stories of 1941. In a case brought by Congressman Arthur Mitchell, the Democrat from Illinois, the U.S. Supreme Court rules that separate facilities on railroads must be substantially equal. The 99th Pursuit Squadron, an all-Negro unit, was formed today, and the Tuskegee Training Program is established. They will fly more than 500 missions.
I know we need doctors, and I know we need lawyers, and I know we need my sisters and my brothers and my mother. But when it comes down to the spiritual things, can't nobody do you like Jesus. Can't nobody hold you like Jesus. Can't nobody control you like Jesus. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. So long as I got King Jesus, I said long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. My.
Thank you.
son. He's white. He's white. He's white. Let's pray.
Worthy of all the praises. Hallelujah. It's nothing like the old time church. Amen. Praise God. Giving God the praise. We call him in the morning. We call him in the evening. As long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. He made it so plain. Amen. Glory to God. She's been talked about. Glory to God. All kinds of things that didn't happen. Praise God. But we know, praise God, that King Jesus we'll fix it. Glory to God for us. Amen. Good morning, people of God. This is Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. Amen. You are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. Praise God. This is our Sunday morning service. Amen. Glory to God. Getting a kick start. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For this day, this is the day that he has made. He said we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Praise God. So we thank and praise God for you, you, and you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I pray that y'all are excited this morning. I pray, glory to God, your hands are lifted this morning. I pray that you ain't got your praise in. Amen. Hallelujah. Knowing that who King Jesus is in your life. Amen. Praise God. Let me pray. Glory to God before I get started this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Yes, Holy Spirit. We just thank and praise God on this Sunday morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He allowed us to open up our eyes this morning. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, Father, that you, Father God, are more than enough in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So, God, as we come, God, this morning, Father God, we come, hallelujah, knowing who is, hallelujah, you in our life, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as I pray, God, today, I pray, God, yes, Holy Spirit, that you open up our hearts, open up our minds, glory to God, to receive, God, that what you want to speak to us today, glory to God. So I pray, God, that the power of the anointing, glory to God, will break every yoke that needs to be broken, hallelujah, heal what needs to be healed, mend what needs to be mend, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just say thank you for what you're doing this morning. Glory to God, how you are blessing, God, each and every family. Glory to God, under the sound of my voice, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, God, even now, Father, yes, Holy Ghost, that you give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Father God, that only you can give, Father God, that I minister your word, Father God, to thy people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit, stir us up this morning, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Set our feet on a plain path, Father God, in the name of Jesus. May in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, and we lift you up on this day. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. We just say thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Praise God. This morning, people of God, this is our Exodus. Amen. This morning. Amen. I'm going to go to the book of Exodus. Amen. Chapter 3, verses 1 through 15. Bear with me as I read the word of God. Amen. Glory to God that we will get a full understanding of what the Holy Spirit wants to say to us today. This is Moses with the burning bush. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. How many know that God, the Lord Jesus Christ, knows where you're at right now? Praise God. The Bible says, now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of the bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire. But the bush was not consumed. Then Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush does not burn. So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. Oh, glory to God. And he said, here I am. Then he said, do not draw near to this place. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. He said, moreover, he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord says, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmaster. For I know their sorrows, he said. So I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up from the land to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to a place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now, therefore, he says, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression with the Egyptian oppressed them. He said, come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? He's talking to God. So he said, I will certainly be with you, and this shall be a sign to you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain. The Bible says that Moses said to God, indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? And God said to Moses, now this is a good old conversation. And God said to Moses, I am who I am. Oh, my God. And he said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. Moreover, God said to Moses, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, the Lord God, of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial to all generation. Glory to God. I am who I am. Sent me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The moment we know, glory to God, hallelujah, as God had called Moses, he called them twice, amen, glory to God, to get his attention. Moses, Moses, he said, the moment when we suddenly have a profound awareness that God is speaking. speaking to us. It's called the moment of truth. Oh, glory to God. Anybody know what I'm talking about this morning? The moment of truth. Well, you know God is speaking to you. Glory to God. The moment of truth. For Moses, it was the sight of the burning bush, the place where Moses heard the voice of the living God. For any one of us, it could be an earth shaking or shattering moment, or it could be a moment in still of the night. Glory to God. But it is the moment when the presence of God breaks in on us. Glory to God. Anybody know, you might not have, praise God, the burning bush experience, amen, praise God, but you know when the presence of God breaks in on you, praise God. The curious thing is that we never know how long it will take us to reach that point. It is so easy to grow up in a Christian faith. Most of us, glory to God, grow up in families where it seems as if anything is focused on God. And we are always surrounded by a Christian community. Some of us, praise God, don't even know what that means, praise God. It is so easy to spend all those years in Christian education. Perhaps we even graduate with a degree from a Christian college. Maybe there has never, ever, ever a Savior, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, a day in your life did not know that Jesus as Lord and Savior. Because glory to God, sometimes, praise God, we got the ones that know who he is and some people that don't know who he is, but all of a sudden there's a presence of God that breaks through in your life. But then suddenly something happened. Something stops you in your tracks. Have you ever been to a point, amen, praise God, that you did everything in Egypt, praise God, but all of a sudden, God stopped you in your tracks. He came and got you. Something on the inside of you was pulling you to the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God, to get saved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Maybe you're not saved yet, praise God, but it's something on the inside that's pulling you, glory to God, even closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. An event that takes place and you realize everything you know about Christian faith is this, you know, shallow, amen, praise God, because sometimes we think that we know who Jesus is. We think that we know who God is, praise God, hallelujah. But glory to God, we are trying to learn who he is, as shallow as a puddle of water on a sidewalk. We don't know, praise God, hallelujah, who the God that we serve. He's the God of a supernatural. He does things the opposite of what we think that should be done, praise God. It is that moment when life takes a sharp turn, glory to God, turns from the mad pursuit of everything trivial and meaningless to a deep awareness of God. It may not be a burning bush, but you know it is an abrupt turning point. Your turn. Come on, Holy Ghost. And now you want to know God. It is not that you just want to know more about him. You want to know him deeply. You want to know him with all your heart. You are ready to abandon everything just for the sheer joy of knowing him, for the pleasures of knowing him with the utter honesty and truth. Come on, somebody. This God who has created all things has called you by your name. Glory to God. Glory to God. That was your abrupt, glory to God, presence of God. That was God pulling you, praise God, hallelujah. And now you have a hunger, a thirst, a burning desire to know God. It is a turning point in life at which you can do nothing else but to respond to him who calls us. Glory to God. Maybe, glory to God, he called you by name or he just pulled on your spirit. Amen. Whatever it may be, praise God. But he knows you. And you respond as Moses did. Here I am. He knows everything about us. And there is no place to hide. Imagine that moment. This is God of the universe, the God who created the stars and knows them each by name. Some of you have had the experience, praise God, of camping, glory to God, out under the stars or just sitting on the porch and looking at the stars. You see all those stars and you know you cannot even begin to count them. All those countless stars and all those galaxies and underneath the stars. And glory to God, I don't know why. Glory to God, thank you, Holy Ghost. You realize how the universe is so huge and unimaginably vast and huge. You stand there underneath those stars, amen, at the night. You look at those stars, amen, feeling so very, very small. And then big God begins to whisper, glory to God. Have you ever been in the stillness of the night when God whispers, glory to God, something in your ear, glory to God, if something comes in your spirit, amen, praise God, that you know that you wasn't even thinking about, but all of a sudden something happened, speaking his living word, or he's speaking to you, praise God, hallelujah. He knows us. Oh, my soul, hold up, I see it. He knows us, glory to God. He knows you, and he knows, glory to God, what he has named you. He knows your name. He knows you. He somehow, you realize he knows everything about you. Glory to God, even the deepest secret that you hold on to. Maybe you have read the gospel, how Jesus seemed to know everything about everybody he meets. He knows. Come on, Holy Ghost. My God, I give you glory. It is that moment in life that, listen, that maybe Nathaniel, when Jesus described him as the true Israelite in whom there is no falseness in him. Nathaniel is astonished and asked, how do you know me? Glory to God, glory to God. In that moment in life of the rich young ruler who asked Jesus what he needs to do to inherit the eternal life, Jesus tell him what he needs to do, sell everything and follow me. Those are the people that he knows. Glory to God. He knows us, people of God. It is that moment in life that of the Samaritan woman at the well when Jesus revealed to her the astonishment that he knows that he has had five husbands. Glory to God. She has had five husbands. He knows. Jesus knows. It is that moment in life that of Matthew, the tax collector, when Jesus sees him and tells him, follow me. We read he got up and followed him. It is that moment in life that Nicodemus, who comes to Jesus at night, and Jesus tells him that no one can see the kingdom of God unless he be born again. He knows, people of God. It is that moment in life when Judas sitting with Jesus, come on, Holy Ghost, and the disciples in the upper room when Jesus turned to Judas and say, Judas, you are the one who will betray me. It is that moment in life from which you know you cannot hide. Oh, is Jesus talking to somebody? You can't hide from Jesus. Nothing you do, you can hide from him. You can't escape from him. It is that moment that terrifying and comforting. Unsettling and reassuring both at the same time. It is terrifying because you realize you can no longer pretend. You know that it is useless to live with the illusion, come on, Holy Spirit, that someone you might be able to impress God. He knows every secret, every thought, every word you have spoken, everything you have done. This can be dreadfully uncomfortable. You have that sudden awareness that it is no longer possible to hold the illusion of being worthy of God's attention or affection. Yet, for some unexplainable reason, it is also reassuring if God knows everything about me and still willing to call me by my name. This is astonishing. See, he knows all the messed up, all the jack up, all the things that we had done in life, but he still calls you and still have that moment when God calls you to his presence. Look at Moses, how God had to call him out. Glory to God. Glory to God. He was a murderer. Glory to God. Ran. Praise God. Hallelujah. And a lot of times we feel that God will not come get us because we have done so bad of a thing in life. Praise God. But those are the ones that God wants to hold on to. He wants to, glory to God, show his glory in their life. Praise God. That that one, amen, praise God, that thought they was nobody, and God make them somebody. Just as astonishment, he called out to me not to terrify me, but to speak to me as a friend. He calls us by name. It removes our fear of being rejected by God. Come on, Holy Ghost. My God, I give you glory. So you stand there in that burning bush moment, because we all had burning bush moments. The day you walked up and said, I give my life to Christ, you had that burning bush moment. That moment, amen, when you're sitting down and all of a sudden the Spirit of God come upon you. Glory to God. You had that moment, praise God. That time, praise God, that God intervenes and breakthroughs, amen, when you're in your mess. That burning bush moment, my God, I say thank you. And you discover you are only able to respond as Moses responded. Here I am. Here I am. Here I am, God. This is who I am. You know me. You know my faults. You know my warts. You know my quirks, amen, my peculiarities. You know all about me. You know my uncertainties. You know my weakness. You know where I hurt. You know where I am troubled. You know where I struggle. But this is who I am. Ever had that moment like that? Ha, come on, Holy Ghost. When you realize there is no place to go, no way of escaping. Ever wonder what thought Moses might have had at the burning bush? One thought after another, chasing each other through his mind. Amen. Ever since he fled, oh, glory to God, for his life from the courts of Pharaoh, he had been a shepherd in the wilderness for 40 years. Strange things can happen when you find yourself alone out in the wilderness. You hear voice. You hear voices, whispering voices. You see images. Weird, glory to God, weird things, because we all been in our wilderness. But out there in the wilderness alone is often the place where God calls you by name. When you're in your wilderness, a lot of people don't want to go in there. They want the mountaintop. They want to be up on the high hill. They want their ministry to explode. They want their finances to be up on the hill. But in the wilderness, we learn who he is. Ah, come on, Holy Ghost. And somehow, you know, your life will never be the same. He knows that we need him. Before you go any further, I want to give you a hint of what it is that God is about to do. If you have ever wondered if God sees what you are going through, come on, Holy Spirit, or whether he hears the cry of your prayers in a time of distress, you need to see this, that he comes to Moses in the wilderness at the burning bush, and he says to Moses, I have seen, come on, Holy Ghost, my God, I give you glory. I have seen the misery of my people. I have heard them crying out. Have you ever, glory to God, got in a time in your life that, glory to God, that you got miserable and you went through some things, and glory to God, and you felt like you was alone, and God, I'm crying out to you. I know how much they are suffering. Praise God, hallelujah. God knows. I have come down to rescue you. I've come down to rescue them. That's why he had to call out Moses. God has seen and he has heard the wretched misery of his people have endured as slaves. He has come to rescue them. You cannot read, amen, the story without being staggered by the thought that God calls these slaves my people. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. My God, many people have might have called you anything or everything out of the ordinary, praise God. But God, whoa, Baba, Sekuna Masia, he calls them my people. They're my people. I heard the cries of my people. Glory to God. Can you imagine God? Hallelujah. Glory to God. You are going through your wilderness. You are going through a time of turmoil. You are going through those places, but God hears what you're saying. He hears your heart. He hears, glory to God, your groans. But he hears from heaven, praise God. He said, I've heard the oppression of my people. So if I'm talking to somebody on this line today, praise God, you might have been crying out to God. You might might have been just going before God, fasting and praying and whatever you're going through. But the Lord says, I hear you. I hear you. These are my people. This is the God who knows us, the God who calls us by name. He knows our weakness. He knows our helpless despair. He knows our restless misery. God, the God who knows us, sends us on a mission. Go, he said. This God is holy. God says to Moses, take off your shoes. Oh, my. Take off your shoes. Oh, my God, I say thank you. The first thing Moses learns is that he is in the presence of the holy God. Before anything else is done or said, Moses must come to a profound awareness of holiness to God. God is holy, people. Glory to God. Glory to God. It ain't nothing to play with. God says to him, do not come any closer. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Take off your shoes. And we read that Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at. We do not often take time to think about what that means to be in the presence of an holy God. When was the last time you ever felt that you had to take off your shoes because you was in or on holy ground? It is so easy for us to treat God casually. We come to a worship service for a few minutes late. So what? It's no big deal. Or we think we're coming to worship as if we were going to see a movie or watching the kids at the football game. We love to be entertained. Come on, people of God. So often when we set aside a time to spend alone with God, we find a bunch of random thoughts bouncing around in our head, pursuing everything or anything but God and his word. Or we will make the promise to God, but find that these promises are quickly forgotten in the man of the day. And God says to Moses, hallelujah, hallelujah. God says to Moses, glory to God, take off your shoes. This is holy ground. That's what he says to Moses. But imagine what would happen if we really took this seriously in every part of our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God gives us the promise that he is with us wherever we are. He is with us in the classroom. He is with us in the office. He is with us at home. He's with us on the road. Come on, people of God. Hallelujah. He is in the field. And everywhere God is, his holiness pushes away and overwhelms everything that is unholy. This is the first hint that God, in all his holiness, is about to separate his people from everything that is contaminated with sin. Before you go to work, maybe tomorrow or today, praise God, remind yourself that you will be in the presence of God all day long. Or I'm talking to somebody today, praise God, hallelujah. Remind yourself that you are serving a God that's holy and is holy in all his ways. Then with a profound awareness of God's holiness, take a moment and whisper this prayer. Lord, let me be a servant to you today. Glory to God. You know how we do, praise God. We get along. We start praying every word we speak, amen, praise God, and everything I do, praise God, let it be you, God, hallelujah. But then, glory to God, later on you forget that you're in the presence of God, hallelujah, because you done thought something, glory to God, saying imaginations, your mind done wandered somewhere else, and you got to say, oh, Lord, I'm sorry for this, praise God, because you are in a holy place. This God comes to rescue his people. God's people have lived in Egypt for 400 years. And God has watched over them and blessed them. They have been so blessed that Pharaoh now sees them as a threat. And his response to this threat is harsh. He has subjected them to a cruel life of slaves. He has ordered them that all male children be killed. God's people are in bondage, and it is as if they are living dead. Listen, people of God, how did over who the Messiah? Sometimes, praise God, you can be a place, amen, praise God, that they know that you are, glory to God, are blessed by God. And here comes the spirit of Pharaoh, amen, glory to God, knowing that you are blessed, and they come with their threats, and they come with their harsh words and cruelty, amen, trying to put you in bondage, amen. God's purpose is to rescue his people. He intends to rescue them. Listen to what God says to Moses. I have seen the misery of my people. I have heard them crying out. I am concerned about their suffering. So I have come down. Come on, Holy Ghost. I have come down to rescue them. As you listen to what God says to Moses, you may be asked the question that almost every person asks at some point in their lives. Does God know that I'm going through? Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. You know, I said all of that. God, come on now. You know I'm going through this. Glory to God. I didn't know no better, people of God. Glory to God. I didn't know that when I go through something, it would give me a different revelation in life. Praise God. Hallelujah. I didn't know if I go through, praise God, that I would be elevated in life. I didn't know if I go through, amen, God can trust me. I didn't know that. That's shut hold of I see it. Does God know that I'm going through? Does God see what I'm facing? Does God really care for me? Come on, Holy Ghost. My God, I give you glory. What God says to Moses reveals the very character of God, reveals the compassion God has for those who know what it means to experience the brokenness in life. The answer is yes, yes, God cares. Our broken world and the prospect of living in such a world can be dreary thoughts if we begin to doubt that God really cares. Come on, Holy Spirit. But when we hear what God says, come on, Holy Spirit, to Moses, everything changes. God sees what you are going through. God hears you when you cry out to him. God cares for you deeply. And glory to God, he cares deeply about you. God's plan is to send Moses, he says to Moses, at that burning bush in the wilderness. Now go. I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people out of Egypt. Now, could you imagine being Moses and all those millions of people, and God going to trust Moses with all these people? See, you don't know the call of God upon your life. You don't know what God can do in your life next. You don't know the platforms God has for you. You're going through, glory to God, glory to God. It's not for you, but somebody else. My God, I say thank you. Moses has a few questions about this. His first question probably comes from the thought that what God is asking him to do sounds like something beyond impossible. And that's the God we serve. He sends us to do things beyond our impossibilities. Why? Because he knows, praise God, if it's so easy for us to do, then glory to God, we might take the glory. Come on, Holy Spirit. Who am I that I should go? Moses most likely had resigned himself to be a shepherd for the rest of his life. 40 years ago, he had fled for his life from the courts of Pharaoh. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. All the thoughts of his life as the prince of Egypt as faded memories. He don't even think about those things no more. Glory to God, because he was, glory to God, glory to God, the prince at one time. How they could have started. God stripped him of his mantle, praise God, of a prince, and put him down, praise God, I don't know who to fear, to learn his ways. And sometimes, people of God, we have to be stripped of some things, amen, glory to God, to rise up in the things of God. I don't know who to fear. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Occasionally, he might have winced at the thought that his education was mostly wasted as he lived the simple life of a shepherd. Was never of wondering what plans God had for him. Who am I that I should go, Lord? Lord, are you sure you have the right person in mind? Come on, people, God, my God. I have to laugh at the, I'm laughing at the Holy Ghost, because, you know, some of these things that we probably said, glory to God, they called up our standard. I said to glory to God that God, when he called me, praise God, that I said, well, why'd you come to get me at the age of 40? You let me do all this stuff, praise God, but then you come get me and tell me what I got to do. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, not knowing that I was talking to a holy God, praise God, I might say, quote about standard. God knows. Praise God, hallelujah. You sure you got the right person in mind? You talking about the gunslinger, the glory to God, the one that, praise God, that been in the ditch, praise God, the one, praise God, glory to God, sliding down. I'm just paraphrasing right now. The one sliding down poles, glory to God, the whoremonger, the drunk, praise God. Are you talking about me? Come on, Holy Ghost. I think you might have made a mistake. I just love the way God answers Moses with a simple promise. I'll be with you. Have you ever God told you that? I'll be with you. But then you find yourself, glory to God, in all hell breaking loose in your life. But he said, I'll be with you. But Moses, but now Moses has another question, a searching question, and basically wants to know, who are you? Who are you? Listen to what Moses says. Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you. And they ask me, what is his name? Then what should I tell them? Who are you? I hear the voice out here in the wilderness. And I see this burning bush. But maybe this is all a mirage. Maybe this is just my imagination working overtime. You know that song says, it's just my imagination. Hallelujah. My imagination working overtime. So who are you? Who are you that you should send me to do something that looks to be impossible? People, God calling y'all out. What follows is God's response that is absolutely staggering in what it reveals. God begins to reveal the very thing that brings joy to everyone who has come to know and understand that God's plans of salvation in Jesus Christ is to make us alive even when we were dead in sin. Somebody say, I glory to God, I was blind, but now I see. Come on, Holy Spirit. God says to Moses, I am who I am. I am the Lord, the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And God is saying to Moses, this is who I am. And I am sending to bring my people. I'm sending you to bring my people out of Egypt. God did not say that he was the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob back when they were alive, at the time they lived. God is revealing to Moses that he is still God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Still their God because they are still alive. Do you understand what God is saying to Moses? Then he tells them, you are convinced that Abraham and Isaac and Jacob have died, but I want you to know that they are in my presence. Come on, Holy Spirit. They are alive, and I am their God. It is more than a little intriguing that Jesus uses the burning bush conversation between God and Moses to prove to the truth, to the resurrection from the dead, to prove that the people do not cease to exist when they die. Jesus referred the moment in the life of Moses in Mark 12. Come on, I want to talk to you. We read in Mark 12:18, then the Sadducees, who say there is no resurrection, came to him with a question. Their question is intended to point out how silly and ridiculous it is for anyone to believe in life after death. Come on, Holy Spirit. Or to have any thought that there might possibly be a resurrection. This is their question. We know a woman who married seven. They coming to Jesus. Glory to God. They trying to trick him up. Glory to God. Everybody came to Jesus trying to trick him up. But Jesus had walked in wisdom. Glory to God. He grew in might and strength and wisdom, the Bible says. We know a woman who married seven brothers. She married the first brother. And when he died, she married the second brother. And when he died, she married the third brother. And when he died, she married the fourth brother. Come on, people of God. And when he died, she married the fifth brother. Come on. And when he died, she married the sixth brother. And when he died, she married the seventh brother. So they asked Jesus at the resurrection, well, whose wife will she be since the seven were married to her? The question is filled with sarcasm. Come on, people of God. We know, glory to God, glory to God. They always came to Jesus with sarcasm, trying to trick him up, showing their disdain and toward their thoughts and of the resurrection. But the question also is meant to force Jesus to take sides. Either to take the side of those who believe in the resurrection or to agree with them that the thought of the resurrection is simply absurd. Jesus gives the answer to the Sadducees. Come on, people of God. Jesus replied, are you not in error because you do not know the scripture or the power of God? I love how Jesus talked to people. Praise God. He was a bold soldier. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. When the dead rise, they will neither marry nor be given in marriage. They will be like the angels in heaven. Now about the dead rising, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the account of the bush, how God said to him, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but he's the God of the living. And I'm talking to somebody today, praise God, he quote about standard, that feel like they want to give up my sick quote about standard. God is not the God of the dead, but he's the God of the living. God is still doing all things for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that God does for those who belong to him. God is still doing the thing that God does for everyone about whom it can be said. God is his God. God is her God. God sustains them, and God is with them. God is still alive, except that now they live in the presence instead of on the earth. They're in his presence. This is the God that we serve. My God, I give you glory. This is the God who says to Moses, I am who I am. Now go. I will be with you. It is here that we begin to understand that God's promises is unfailing and unchanging. It will be with you. I am with you. Come on, somebody. I am who I am, and I will be with you. God is saying to somebody today, I will be with you. Moses asked this question, and God has given him a promise. I will be with you. It is the same promise. God, glory to God, glory to God. It is the same promise God to us when he calls us to walk by faith. It's the same promise that God gives to every follower of Jesus. It is the same promise that Jesus himself gives us when he tells us just before he returns to his Father, go make disciples, and surely I am with you always, even to the end of this age. I am with you. People of God, know that God is with you. Go to Bastando. Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, I am who I am. I am with you. People of God, I'm going to go to a song, but I will be right back. Come on, Holy Ghost.
They said you can have it because it is yours. They said you wouldn't make it. Open doors. They said it was over for you, but God said it has just begun. They said you might as well give up the fight, but God said the battle is already won. They talked on you, they even laughed on you, but in the midst of all of that, God still raised up a champion. In the midst of the pain, in the midst of distraction. they said you didn't have a dream. God said you have heard. They said this problem will never end. But God says I'm bringing you out, my child. They said you might as well throw in the towel. But God said this storm is just for a while. They talked on you. They prayed. May have even lied to you. But in the midst of all of that, God still raised up the champion.
Hallelujah. Just like Abraham said, you might have to walk alone, but glory to God, glory to God. If you got to walk alone, praise God, hallelujah, you got to know that Jesus is with you and walking with you. Hallelujah, glory to God. Just like Nehemiah, praise God, all the ones, amen, just know that you are in the presence of the living God. God has a plan for you, praise God, and know that God has the last word over your life. Man don't have the last word. My God, I thank God that man, my hands are not in the hands, glory to God, of man, because if man had my, glory to God, was in my life, praise God, the way, praise God, sometimes, praise God, they might don't want you to make it, praise God, but then you got some that want you to make it to a certain extent, and then all hell breaks loose, amen. Aren't you glad that God has you in his hands, amen, praise God, and he has your destiny, praise God, hallelujah, and he loves you unconditionally, and he knows your name, he knows where you're at, he knows what you're going through, he knows your cries, he knows your misfortune, he knows, glory to God, how to take you out of the miry clay, how to pull you out of the dirt, glory to God, how he pulled your feet on solid ground. Aren't you glad that you serve a living God, glory to God, to make it crooked places straight, amen, glory to God, give you peace where you have no peace, come on somebody, how they could have signed up. Moses has asked his question, and God has given Moses his promise. I will be with you. It is the same promise God to us when he calls us to walk by faith. Anybody out there walking by faith, praise God, you don't see where you're going, but you trust God to the fullest. Glory to God. Lord, I don't know nothing. I don't see nothing, but I'm going to walk this thing out by faith. It's the same promise that God gives to every follower of Jesus. And it is the, glory to God, the promise that Jesus himself gives to us when he tells us just before he returns to his Father, go make disciples, and surely I am with you always, even to the end of this world. Sometimes we may find ourselves asking questions of God, like Moses does here at the burning bush. Who am I, God, that you think I should do this? Come on, Spirit of God. And who are you that I should even consider doing what you are asking me to do? That's a question. And God reminds us that in Christ, he has sent us as his messenger into a broken world, a world filled with suffering and misery. He sent us into a broken world with the message that God sees those who live in misery. He hears those who cry out in despair, and that he is concerned about those who suffer. We may ask our question, but God simply says, I am with you, now go. This is really is all that matters for Moses, for you, and for any one of us. I am with you. It is a promise of unchanging, all-powerful, ever-present, all-knowing, eternal, promise-keeping God. Come on, Holy Spirit. It is the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It is the Lord Jesus Christ that knows, praise God, how my sake would have us. It is his holiness. So somebody, praise God, here today, praise God, how they could have one of my fear. You might have been crying out to God. You've been asking God, and you've been looking for the Lord, praise God, in all places. Amen. You done fast. You done prayed. You done did everything. Praise God. Hallelujah. But here God's telling you, I'm all powerful. I'm unchanging. Glory to God. My presence is everywhere. I'm eternal. I am the promise keeper. Come on, Holy Spirit. You got to understand that God knows everything. He was with yes, Holy Ghost. He was with Moses. Glory to God. So shall he be with us. My God, I give him glory. We might, glory to God, not have gotten what Moses God gave him. Praise God. Glory to God. But we have been given a commission. We have been given, amen, things to do for the Lord. We have been given, amen, to speak up for the Lord. We know that we are in his presence everywhere that you go, praise God. We know, praise God, that God is with us. So if you have a question, say, God, where are you? God says, I'm right there with you. You're going through. God says, I'm right there with you. Glory to God. Glory to God. You're going through in your finances. God says, I'm right there with you. You're going into your marriage. Praise God. And things are going on. God is with you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Know that he is. I am who I am. He is with you when you think that he's not. My God, I give you glory. When you made the left turn and he told you to the right turn, glory to God, he said, I was with you. Glory to God, glory to God. Did he get you back on track? Praise God. How about say, quote about Sanda? That means that he has need of you. Glory to God, glory to God. How am I say, quote about Sanda, quote about Sia? Glory to God. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit. Many of us had, glory to God, near-death experience that where we had car crashes and all kinds of stuff. Glory to God, glory to God. Even going under, glory to God, glory to God. Been sick, praise God. But God says, amen, I have kept you for this appointed time, praise God. I have kept you. I have kept you. Hallelujah. So we say, Lord, you are awesome. You are holy. You are the astonished one. You are, glory to God. You are all in all, praise God. You still see us. You hear us. You give us visions in our hearts. And those who are hurting, you give us courage when we need it. You reach out to us, glory to God, when we are in despair and brokenness. Glory to God. Speak. Speak the promises of God over your life, praise God, because know that he is with you. When he is tired of things happening in your life, he will literally say, I hear the voice of my daughter. I hear the voice of my son. I am who I am. is here today. Glory to God. We thank and praise God on this day. Praise God. This can go a little longer. Praise God. But we thank God, amen, for his word today. Praise God. Knowing that he is God and he is, glory to God, will take whatever we have to go through. We know, praise God, that Moses was stripped of everything. Praise God. And God, you know, that's just like elevating. Hallelujah. That is elevating. Glory to God. When God has to strip us of ourselves and build us back up, amen, that we can give him the glory, amen, praise God. So we thank and praise God on this day, amen. You have been on the air with Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning, amen. This is our Sunday morning service, Reign of Glory Revival Ministry, amen. Glory to God. So we thank God for the word of the Lord today. Don't forget, praise God, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil will be on tomorrow at 6 p.m. An awesome teaching on prayer. We need to get into the word of God even the more. Amen. He's been doing an awesome job as God's been pouring in revelation about prayer. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. How many know that prayer changes things? Amen. Praise God. Tap into the glory. Amen. Tap into the glory. Amen. That will take you higher in the things of God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God for all the ones. Amen. That been blessing the ministry, then tithing into the ministry. Amen. Praise God. But if you feel that you want to sow a seed into the ministry, this is our Sunday morning service. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we know that the Bible tells us, don't come before God empty-handed. If it's like the lady had the mites in her hands, amen. Praise God. Let us bless Reign of Glory Ministry. Amen. On yesterday, I was blessed, amen, to do the first women's ministry here, amen, in Bend, Oregon on yesterday. Was a very successful, amen, praise God, hallelujah, I thank God. But I have written out some things, amen, praise God, that I want to do some serious outreach up here, amen, praise God. So if you'd like to be a blessing, amen, to sow into the ministry, you can, hallelujah, whatever God lays upon your heart, amen. I thank God for you, you and you for coming on. You can reach me, 302-883-9799. I pray, glory to God, that you are blessed on this day, knowing that I am, that I am. Glory to God. I love it. Hallelujah. Yes, Holy Spirit. Let us pray out, people of God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. You have spoken to us on this morning, Lord. We bless you. We honor your presence here this morning, God. Hallelujah. Because as you have spoken, your presence is everywhere. We thank you for it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Father God, to bless every household under the sound of my voice, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Wherever they're at, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you move by your mighty power, Father God, in the lives of your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, you know what they need. You know their cry. You know, God, their silence. You know the silent tears, God. And you know who's suffering in silence. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. I pray for them right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that they would know, Father God, that you are with them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we know, Father, that at a point in time that you will lift us to the place that you desire us to be, Father. Us on today, God. We thank you for the healing. We thank you for the deliverance. We thank you for making us free. We thank you for breaking every yoke in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Father God, everything that you have never planted in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that the enemy has sent, God, that you are uprooted by the power of the blood of Jesus. Now, Father God, as we leave from off this line, but not from your presence, God, I ask that you move by your Holy Spirit, God. Touch those that need to be touched. Heal those that need to be healed. Deliver those that need to be delivered, God. We bless you, God. Bless their household and bless their children and all their loved ones, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. That's connected to them, Father. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. The only wise God. Our Savior be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let us say amen on today. Amen and amen and amen to the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you, people of God. Love you with the love of the Lord. May God bless you and keep you from this day forward. In Jesus' name, amen. Song for you.